morning, folks. Today is Monday, March 11th, 2024, and here's what's coming up this week in TAPS. We just wrapped up 4 days of championship soccer down in Round Rock. We had 18 games across 3 divisions in the girls and boys Final Four, and here's how it all shook out.
Welcome in, ladies and gentlemen, to the 2024
Girls Division One Soccer
Championship between the Bears of Ursuline Academy and the Friars of Bishop Lynch High School. Dallas versus Dallas showdown here for the Division One Championship. We'll get it going here in just a minute.
By number 11,
Majors
DeFillo.
Looking to turn the corner, and she does. Wins a corner out of it.
It was Majors and DeFillo all the way, wasn't it?
Yep, and coming in to take the corner will be number 5. That is Erin O'Sullivan.
Bears sending everyone to the backside of the goal at the very top. It's going to be number 22, Wagner. He's going to that backside. Down defense, you have number 16, Saunier, trying to hold off the herd of Bears. There's
O'Sullivan.
See where she goes, high or long. She goes high to the backside. Nice.
And that's in the back of that number 15, Mackenzie Majors. Great ball in. Amazing header, putting the Bears on top.
Woo!
Mackenzie Majors towering over the defense, burying the header. 1-0 Bears. Very like that.
Here we go. Number 7, Bryant bringing the ball. She's going to have a scoring opportunity.
And that finds the back of the net off the left foot. And that will be number 7, Audrey Bryant, the junior forward, with the second goal, doubling Ursuline's lead here. 2-0 Bears, 23 and a half minutes left in the first half. Here comes Ursuline once again.
They go to Bryant on the attacking left. Marquez continues the attack. Gives
Here's
up
Bryant.
The ball to Bryant.
Bryant cutting across.
Bryant centers, brings the ball all the way forward. Nice job by number 12, Fogle. Ball played out wide again by the Bears. They reset almost midfield to Bryant.
Bryant cutting inside.
7-on-7.
Looking
seven,
at Mimi
Alvarez
Flanagan.
Cut her off. Here comes 22. Wagner plays the ball back out high. It looks like number 16 in white, Askew, plays the ball back to defender number 8, Teachout. Teachout resets the field all the way to their attacking left. That's
There's Mimi
4.
Flanagan.
Flanagan plays the ball into Majors. Little misstep there. She was looking for number 10,
but
Marquez
won it back, though.
The ball.
Into Majors.
Back to Majors.
Majors, great turn. Played
Majors
across.
Finds her teammate. It was Bryant.
And mishit, but unable to get her hand all the way behind it. And that will be the second goal for Audrey Bryant. Not as emphatic as her first, as Lily Bracken got a hand to it, but just the spin of the ball carried it in the back of the net. 3-0 Ursuline, and that's 2 for Audrey Bryant.
We're 14:30 to play. She took the shot. That's all right. 17. Yep. That's going to be their 4th shot of the half. Majors returns for number 18, DeLeon. It's 3-0 with 11:30 remaining. Number 8, Teachout, sends the ball wide to the left. That was number 11 in white, Madison Riley. Sophomore.
Great movement here off the ball.
It's going to be number 4 taking it up the field, Mimi Flanagan.
Mimi Flanagan.
Flanagan
showing the wheels right now.
She takes it. She centers. There was Bryant.
And that's the hat trick for Bryant.
Very patient she was, but she took it on down and she made it count.
Audrey Bryant sitting on 3, Ursuline on 4, just over 11 minutes left here.
Bringing the end of the contest, it's a 4-0 Ursuline lead. Nice kick up, 3-2-1. Your Division One champions for 2024, the Bears of Ursuline Academy. We'll be back.
Ursuline Academy of Dallas is your state champion after a 4-0 win over Bishop Lynch High School of Dallas. The Bears advanced to the finals after a 2-1 win over Parish Episcopal School, again of Dallas, while the Lady Friars earned their place in the final match with a 2-1 win over St. Agnes Academy of Houston in the semifinals. On the girls' Division II bracket.
Ladies and gentlemen, introductions are through. We're ready to do battle here in Round Rock. Congratulations to both teams for earning their way to today's championship contest.
In white, you have the Grace Community School Cougars. Their keeper, Claire Sturmer. On the far end in black will be Katie St. John, the 23rd Catholic High School, the Lions. Their keeper in red, Annalise Aldrett. See who's going to have this throw. It's going to stay Cougar ball.
45 seconds.
I'm assuming you're leading again. Number 23 in white to take, Keely Bozeman. Bozeman pops up over the top to Britt. Britt is marked but can't clear. Ron Call. It's going to be number 9
Eli
in white.
Gets in Eli. There.
That's going to be Wallace to Durham. This is a game-winning opportunity. Nice defense from the backside by Mazza. Here's DeDreen. DeDreen punches out to number
Sabion.
3. Sabion. Sabion.
Good cut.
Nice step around.
And that.
They don't call
not
it.
Not a foul.
Play on. Play on. This is DeDreen. She takes the shot.
Nope.
And it goes wide to the left as we hit 10 seconds to play. Looks like the clock is going to run out here in regulation. Nil-nil. We'll take a five.
After neither team was able to score in regulation or two overtime periods, it all came down to penalty kicks.
PKs to decide the Division II championship. The Lions of St. John the 23rd. Four shots in the first half, one in the second, one in the first overtime. Unable to get a shot off there in that second overtime. For the Cougars, 9 shots in the first half, 11 in the second half, 3 in the first overtime, and they came up with 5 in the overtime. The Cougars are not shy about shooting. They're going to get to put those skills to the test. We'll see who comes out on top here between Claire Sturmer of the Grace Community School Cougars and Annalise Aldrett of KD St. John the 23rd.
It's going to begin right here. Senior number 6, Randy Huddleston in white for the Cougars. In the cage, in the pink jersey, number 00, Annalise Aldrett goes
and
far corner. It's a goal. Yep.
Bottom right corner, great shot there.
1-0 the score. Coming forward, number 4, that's going to be Anna Caldente. Caldente to take. In the goal mouth, number 1 in the green jersey for the Cougars, Claire Sturmer. Caldente goes the exact same hole, 1-1.
Bottom right corner.
This is what the Lions have been waiting for, Will. They didn't take that many shots during the game. I think they were working to get it to this point. Number 14 in the goal. They go the other corner. She got a hand on it, couldn't quite get it.
There is it in the left side.
Coming forward, number 9, senior Andrea Morales. She scored 2 goals yesterday. Keeper
makes that gets stopped. Great stop there by Claire Sturmer.
She leads 2-1. Aldred is ready. Number 9 in white stares her down.
Addison sophomore, Eli.
Addison Eli. She goes low. Aldred had a shot at it, but couldn't get the hands up. Need this one. I don't want to say it's desperate, but you got to get this one if you can. Number 10 is going to be senior Emily Mazza.
Emily Mazza, the lefty.
Goes straight through
straight
the
up.
Woo! That's a gutsy move, but she makes it pay off. 3-2 the score.
St. John 23rd needs a save or a miss here.
And you
otherwise,
know what?
They cannot miss again.
It couldn't be any harder opportunity here with L. Durham coming forward.
L. Durham.
Aldrett's been close on the last two. She needs this one, and she does not.
And buries it in that lower right corner.
Ron Call's got the
Ron
big
Call
right foot.
Has to score this.
She steps in there. Claire Sturmer, senior goalkeeper number 1 for the Cougars of Grace Community School. She keeps it
straight. Keeps it straight. Beats the hand.
80 minutes of play.
Here we go.
80 minutes of play and 8 PKs, and it comes down to this.
Who
Annalise
else but
Aldrett.
Coming up is Cecilia Sabion. Scored the winning goal yesterday in Golden Goal, along with scoring the go-ahead yesterday.
She's what brought the Cougars to this point.
Has been knocked down 4 or 5 times through the game, stepping up for this 5th penalty.
Here she comes. Bang, set.
And that's it.
The Cougars are your Division II champions for 2024.
Grace Community School of Tyler took home the trophy after beating St. John the 23rd in the shootout, 5-3. Grace advanced to the finals with a 3-2 win over Regent School of Austin, while St. John the 23rd moved up after a 6-0 win over Fort Bend Christian Academy of Sugar Land in the semifinals. In girls Division III soccer,
the Mustangs, the designated home team from McKinney Christian Academy, and from Geneva School of Bernie, the designated visiting team, the Eagles. Nice interception.
Right at Ava Thompson.
Seven. Thompson.
Thompson.
Goes,
and she finds the back of the net.
Woo! At the 18:57 mark, number seven, Thompson marks for the Mustangs of McKinney Christian Academy. It's a 1-0 score here in the Division III Girls Championship. Here comes Tatum Bernard, takes the ball, goes past number 10 with the pass. Hokart sends it over to wide to Zabranek. Zabranek resets. Sends it to Tatum Bernard in the middle of the field. Ball played back to Dozier, number two. The entire McKinney front is in the offensive half. Ball played forward.
Good turn.
This is going to be a nice job playing the ball out wide. It looks like Mahadi out wide. She pops the ball up tie.
It's a dangerous ball.
Ball is there. Ball has an opportunity. It's still bouncing around. Bernard turns and centers. Nobody behind her cleared by the defense.
Once again.
Zabranek moving the ball up the right-hand side, plays out wide. I believe that to be Thompson. It is, but run off the ball by the defender, but it's going to be a throw-in for the Mustangs. Zabranek now going to throw. Thompson in front of her. Tatum Bernard, they go to Thompson. See if Thompson plays it back. No, she plays it off the side, and I'm believing that's the second
that
goal
finds
of the day
back
for Thompson.
Of the net.
She caught the back post, and away it went.
What a shot. What a goal for Ava Thompson.
You know, we can't see angles from this far. She had to have been a little farther out than I think she was and had that angle.
Either way, what a finish from Thompson. That is 2-0 McKinney Christian and 2-0 Ava Thompson.
14-15. That takes some pressure off of McKinney. We have subs coming in. Bernard now brings the ball. See if she can center. She goes to Zabranek. See if Zabranek looks to shoot again. She makes the turn. Shoots.
Right.
Saved
at Hokart,
by Wimberly
though.
Hokart. Hokart's played a good game. It's just she's been under attack the entire time. 11 and a half minutes remaining. 2-0 the lead in favor of the Mustangs of McKinney Christian over Geneva School of Bernie. Here comes Thompson again. See if she can get number three. Sends her. Oh, no.
That
and, oh,
finds
yes.
the back of the net.
Hokart dropped the ball, and it rolled on in. That's
3-0 McKinney, 11 and a half to go.
Thought White would have one more chance, but here comes Gushlag. Lucy Gushlag takes the ball forward. Ball goes out. It's going to be an Eagle throw-in with 40 seconds remaining, 4-0 seconds remaining for the Division III champions. Looks like it's going to be the Mustangs of McKinney Christian Academy.
And if you're McKinney, honestly, at this point, you want to be sure you don't let up a last-minute goal.
Here it comes.
And as we say that.
And she's on target onside.
Great job by Duran.
Scored. Number six for the Eagles, Alexandra Duran. No quitting them, Will. You gotta like that. 23 seconds remaining in the contest.
Three,
I'll let you count it down,
two,
Will.
One, and there's the final.
Your Division III champions from McKinney. McKinney Christian Academy, 3 from Geneva School
McKinney
of Bernie.
Christian Academy
Eagles,
is your state champion, your defeating the Geneva School of Bernie 3-1. MCA made it to the final round with a 3-0 win over the Brookhill School of Bullard, while Geneva earned their spot in the final match with a 3-0 win over John Paul II Catholic High School of Schertz. In boys championship soccer, starting off with Division One.
Welcome to Tap Soccer Division One for 2024.
Intercepts. That's ball stay in bounds.
Vallejo plays the ball up high to head to Birch. Birch challenged by number three, Apple. David Apple on the defense crosses. Had an opportunity. He's got it across.
And that finds the back of the net.
That is a goal scored for the Buttons
number 10.
Of Central Catholic. Number 10, Alessandro Sierra with the score.
Great job there. David Apple thought he made the sliding stop. Ball came across. Sierra puts it in the back of the net. 1-0 Central. And we're off here with 33 and a half left in the first half.
He took it as high as you could take it. Nice tap over the top by 27 Sandoval. Pick up by that man, number zero, Jonah Ramsey, junior keeper for the Cardinals. Nice boot, Will. That's two-thirds of the field. That's a hard bounce onside. Number
Callahan,
10.
And he puts it back in the net.
Woo! Just like that, number 10 with the equalizer.
Callahan scored yesterday off a free kick. And this, with the help of the wind, the Ramsey punt comes all the way down here. Callahan takes a touch and puts it in the back of the net. 1-1, 13 and a half minutes left here in the first half.
By number 12 to the left-hand side. That was Luke Myers. Myers.
Here's Myers on the ball.
A left-hand side extended. 10, nice little
and that finds
shot.
The back
and
of the net.
To the end. That's number 10 with the score. Second today, Jack Callahan.
Jack Callahan scored once yesterday. That's his second goal today.
38 seconds remaining. Pacheco now will exit. Alfred doing damage. He just
Alfred
tried to get down,
down into the corner. Trying to
gives it up. Here
burn a couple seconds.
Here come the buttons with 25 seconds.
Callahan.
Official says play on, even though players go to ground. Again, nice tight defense tapped out. It's going to be a throw in for the Cardinals. They may not have to take this one,
let's
Will.
Let's say quick throw.
That's the ball game, Will.
That'll be it.
2-1 in favor of the Cardinals of John Paul II High School.
There's your final.
John Paul II of Plano is your state champion, defeating Central Catholic of San Antonio 2-1. The Cardinals made it to the top of the bracket with a 3-2 win over St. Pius X Catholic High School of Houston, while the Buttons advanced to the finals with a 3-0 win over Cathedral High School. In Boys Division 2.
Division 2 championship and red defending the South goal will be the Bloodhounds of St. Joseph Academy from Brownsville. They defeated TMI Episcopal, their district opponent, to reach this point. Will, who's on the far side?
On the far side, wearing all white, will be St. Michael's Catholic Academy, the Crusaders out of Austin. They beat Grapevine Faith Christian yesterday in the semifinal on this field to advance here to the championship game, here to take on the Bloodhounds, and
here
we are underway.
Attack down the middle. Number 10 in white is Diego Saldana. Keeper able to pick that one up without too much trouble. Racis narrows your keeper for the Bloodhounds. Number 31 down here in green. For the Crusaders, Colin McCray, both untouched today. Number 13 with the header bringing it forward was Huang. He's playing up now. Number 26, Dang. Number 11 does the back touch right to Brophy. Brophy takes the ball, goes over the top looking for Wheeler. Now 11 heads it forward, and he finds number 2, Torres. He has Saldana on the run. Nice pop-up. He's onside. Colin McCray has to come out. He does not get there for this one. Saldana!
And that's the back of the net.
Woo!
And keeper came out, tried to get to the ball, unable to get there. That'll be a goal for St. Joseph Academy.
You got to give credit to that on the midfielder with that little pop-up. Well, it took a high bounce. He had to come out to challenge. He could not have stayed back or he would have been beat.
Say, it's a dangerous ball there. One touch just past McCray.
70 minutes of running up and down the field and 5 seconds of terror for both squads. 1-0, the Bloodhound lead. Again, ball goes down. Saldana finally sends the ball down and way out. Will, it's going to be a deep throw-in. Sprinting to take the throw-in. Looks to be number 14, Summers.
20 seconds.
Summers plays back to his keeper. See if they can set it up. You've got 15 seconds. You have time, but you're going to have to get organized. Summers sends it deep. They get ahead on the ball, but it's 5 seconds and 4-3. 2-1, victory for the Bloodhounds.
And that'll do it. Your final 1-0, St. Joseph Academy.
St. Joseph Academy of Brownsville is your state champion after a 1-0 win over St. Michael's Catholic Academy of Austin. St. Michael's advanced to the finals with a 2-1 win over Grapevine Faith Christian School, while St. Joseph moved up with a 2-1 win over TMI Episcopal School of San Antonio in the semifinals. And finally, in Boys Division 3 soccer.
Welcome in to the Boys Division 3 Championship here in Round Rock, the final soccer game of the 2023-24 school year for Taps. Brook Hill Guard out of Bullard and the Bulldogs out of the British International School of Houston. Should be a great game here to cap off what has been a fantastic Taps winter soccer season.
You know what? This might be that same little tricky move. Kick that ball over to the right-hand side to Rataj and let him launch another rocket.
Say, Rataj has no one in front of him between him and the goal. It's a big open gap. Now he's going forward.
Well, he's still got a gap to his right foot. All you got to do is tap it. But you've got Gomez in the same position. Gomez is unmarked to the left of the shooter.
Yep. And if I was the Brook Hill
player. Okay, now there's no one in the middle. Oh, nice
turn
on
the
ball.
The net.
That does find the back of the net, number 10.
Woo! What a shot by Mio Inkfist with under a minute left.
Paddock sends the ball back to number 10. Number 10 is Owen Davies. Davies sends it out wide to the right to number 16, Gonzalez. Challenge out there by the defense of... Here comes the guard from Brookhill. Owen Davis challenges.
Under a minute at this point, Brookhill just needs to
Witten
kick
sends
it, down
it up.
Here.
Martinez Rendez, if he can keep it on, he does. Nice job.
Good ball to Rendez.
Martinez Rendez taking it.
Going to the corner, and that'll be
again,
a foul.
That one's going to be a takedown from behind, and it does
stopping
get called.
The clock.
We're at 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2 and 1 ball game. Victorious in the Division III Men's Winter Soccer Championships. The Brookhill School of Bullard, the guard over the Bulldogs, 1-0.
The Brookhill School of Bullard is your state champion with a 1-0 win over the British International School of Houston. Brookhill made it to the top of the bracket with a 6-5 win over Prince of Peace Christian School of Carrollton, while the British International School made it to the finals with a 2-1 win over St. Thomas's Episcopal School of Houston. The voices you heard on the broadcast were Will Dixon of the TAPS office and Brian Bunzelmeyer, Executive Director of TAPS. The team photos and all tournament team photos for each championship are available now at taps.smugmug.com, and match photos will be coming up next week. We had one photographer on site this year, as the other one got sick at the last minute. Sorry about that. We will post updates on social media once those images start to go up. You can order prints if you like, but remember, all TAPS photo downloads are free. TAPS soccer and TAPS basketball coaches meet tomorrow for all-state selection meetings. Those results will be available on the TAPS website tomorrow afternoon. Look for a social media post once they go up. Other than that, we have about 2 weeks before championship events start back up again. Join us in Waco on March 25th and 26th for the Medium and Large Spring Band Championships, and catch the 2024 Lacrosse Showcase in Round Rock on March 26th and 27th. In academics and fine arts, the registration deadlines for academics, speech, and LD debate is Wednesday, March 22nd. That's also the entry deadline for the 2024 art contest and the last day to take the art history test. If you have any questions, please contact the TAPS office. We've got basketball photos going up today and wrestling photos going up this week. You can find those at taps.smugmug.com. There were some afternoon sessions from dance missing as well. We're going to get those up too. Do you have any news from your school that you'd like included in a future episode? We are always looking for things to include in our podcasts. Just send us an email at talk@taps.biz. That's it for This Week in TAPS. This Week in TAPS is a production of the Texas Association of Private and Parochial Schools. It is produced and hosted by me, John Skies, the Director of Media for TAPS. Brian Bunzelmeyer is our Executive Director. Robert Huckabee is our Associate Director and Director of Compliance. Steve Prudhomme is our Associate Director. Steve Huhulin is our Athletic Director. Rhonda Smith is our Director of Fine Arts. Liz Cornett is our General Manager of Corporate Partnerships. Kelly Bay, Delaney Bunzelmeyer, Will Dixon, and Vicki Morgan help keep everything running smoothly in the TAPS office, from transfer paperwork to event logistics to live broadcasts. Thank you for listening. See you next week.